relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you thought 2016 was important, 2020 is going to be the greatest, most significant election of your lifetime. As a result, we've created a unique additional podcast with our regular guest in studio, former special assistant to President Trump, Boris Epstein. It's called The Battle for 1600. Join us today by subscribing to the podcast for free. Just look for my name, Boris Epstein, and The Battle for 1600.
Joe Biden should not be asking for your support. He should be begging for your forgiveness, and he should be. Biden supported the disastrous Trans-Pacific Partnership. This building wouldn't be here if you ever did that one, which would have been a death sentence for the U.S. auto industry and other industries.
Absolutely right. That's the president saying Joe Biden should be asking for your forgiveness, not your vote, after what he did as a co-collaborator, co-conspirator in the Obama regime. And I use those words purposefully because of what our current guest knows about what happened during those 8 years. I don't think I should have done that, but I'm now drinking my second cup of coffee. I'm going to be so amped up after an hour with Joan Victoria. Now transitioning to Sarah Carter. What a crazy man I am. Follow her right now at Sarah Carter DC, Fox News contributor, award-winning correspondent, host of the Sarah Carter podcast. Do you like, I catch your podcast. Do you like doing that? Because it looks like you're having fun.
I have so much fun. I love it. I love talking to people. I love telling stories. I especially love the fact that I just go crazy, right? I want to hear everybody's story.
Yeah, so it's a side of Sarah Carter we don't usually see when you're being right. So analytic on Fox News.
Exactly.
You get all excited.
I do. I get excited. I tell stories that I think interest me and would interest other people. So not just politics, which I love, of course, but in America, but stories about space and science and what's happening inside the Pentagon and the secret things that we all want to know about and maybe never hear, those kind of things. Also opening the space up for veterans and, you know, their wives, and to tell stories that mean something to people. That's what I want. So
okay,
the podcast,
enough of the pitch. Okay, that's enough.
I know, it's great, but
We've only got you here for one segment. Follow her, Sarah. I know. Lord Conrad Black is every Tuesday. He'll be next, but we will get you back. In the meantime, go to sarahacarter.com. Listen to her podcast. 1.3 million? I'm impressed. Sarah Carter DC on Twitter. Two big questions for you. First things first, you just come back from Bidenville. You just come back from Pennsylvania with the great people from CPAC like Matchlap. What is the mood like in Bidentown?
Well, let me tell you, it's not all Bidentown. Thank God for that. It's real America. I call it the heart of America. It's like when I go to Nebraska or when I travel to Ohio or wherever else I travel, there are people out there that care so much about this country. They care so much that they hold us accountable, and they should. I'm talking about not us, but in particular, our government, the Trump administration, Biden himself. They want to be heard. And this is the reason why, Sebastian, I knew it. I knew it when I was in Pennsylvania in 2016 that the state was going to swing. It was going to move towards Trump, because we weren't just looking at Pittsburgh. We weren't just looking at the big cities. We were looking at farm country,
right,
at Americans who care about this country, who need to keep their small businesses growing, who wanted more assistance, at least on their small farms. These were people that truly wanted someone to listen to them, and they found that in President Trump. And I saw that again when I went to Pennsylvania, and it was just
energized.
So energized, heartwarming. People were ready to get out there and vote, and that is the most important thing. You know, they wanted to hear about, of course, the last 4 years of Russia hoax, but they also wanted to know about, you know, they were veterans as well. Many of them in the audience wanted to talk about my husband, how we handled things. You know, my husband being a wounded war veteran, what we saw for the future. And because we are just like them. I'm just one of them. I'm like, look, I know what it costs to buy a gallon of milk at a grocery store. I understand what it's like to have money for your child or to have medical insurance. We need to start listening to the American people. And I think that once I got to Pennsylvania this weekend, I could see the big crowd, hear the people talk, see their energy, feel their energy, and know that this 2020 election is going to be the most significant election in modern political
history.
You
were listening to the last hour, weren't you? You were cheating.
No.
You were in the green room listening to Joan Victoria.
I was getting a coffee. Look, this is America versus socialism. This is America versus socialism, and that is our choice. We need to go to the polls because too many people have given up their lives to protect the rights guaranteed in our Constitution and the freedom of this country. That's what we need to do. We need to take advantage of what our nation has so graciously given us, that ability to go vote and have a peaceful transition of power. And we shouldn't let the radicals dominate that.
We shouldn't. And one of the tools you can use is the fabulous Twitter feed from Sarah Carter, Sarah Carter DC. Follow her right now. Check out her podcast. Let's switch to something that you have been following for so many years. It's The Swamp. It's a story that affects both of us personally. There is a certain Obama era ambassador. New documents have confirmed that this individual, when she was serving in the Ukraine, did something with regards to our Sarah. For those who haven't heard this story, could you share the details of Ambassador Ivanovich?
Yes. So basically, last year, a source from the State Department, obviously a source that was unnamed, approached Judicial Watch. First approached Tom Fitton's group and Chris Farrell's group and wanted to let them know that former ambassador to Ukraine from the United States, Marie Ivanovich, had basically utilized federal funds, that is taxpayer dollars, to spy on our social media. That included you, Sebastian. She was watching you. She was watching me. She had others watching us.
Donald Trump Jr.,
Rudy Giuliani, Sean Hannity,
Laura Ingraham.
Yes, John Solomon and others.
With key...
I think Jack Prosbiak was also on that list.
I'm not sure, but what were the key words? So they were monitoring our social media accounts and whether we were posting on Ukraine.
Hunter Biden, his son. Anything to do with the truth, basically. Anything to do with the truth about what was happening or the investigations that all of us were looking into or conducting on Biden and his sons, basically sitting on the board of Burisma.
Burisma was the other word.
Yeah, which was the energy giant, which is the energy giant, and the $50,000 a month that was being given basically
to Hunter Biden.
So he would just sit on the board.
So why would a career, because this isn't a political appointment. This is a career ambassador who, by the way, is still in government service. Why would a career ambassador be compiling enemies lists to monitor our social media, Sarah?
Because obviously Marie Ivanovich was very well aware of what was happening within the Obama administration. And instead of doing her job as ambassador to Ukraine, her rightful job, she should have been spying for us, not against the American people.
Well, because we were seen as a threat.
Right. Well, of course, we were a threat to the Obama administration. We were a threat to the truth coming out of the future of this Joe Biden, Democratic nomination for the presidency. And it was very similar, if everybody can remember this, to what happened with Hillary Clinton when the FBI was basically covering up for her and for all of her malfeasance, which they did. And, you know, Sebastian, I don't know how much more you and I, Sean Hannity, John Solomon, Laura Ingraham, everybody. I mean, I don't want to leave out Chuck Ross, Molly Hemingway, everybody who's been reporting.
Lee Smith,
phenomenal. Gosh, I can't even believe I didn't say Lee
He'll
Smith.
Be on the
Lee
show later.
Smith is phenomenal. His work is phenomenal and his books are phenomenal. But all the investigations that we have conducted, exposing with evidence, with documented evidence, the malfeasance and the Russia hoax, how the FBI, how the Obama administration, all the way up to President Obama, how far worse than anything we even saw in the Nixon administration.
Still
nobody has been indicted.
So this is the question. We've got 60 seconds left with Sarah Carter. Follow her right now, Sarah Carter DC. You've got quite spicy, quite salty of late on social media. Do you have any faith that in the last 41 days we'll actually see something meaningful come out of John Durham's investigation, Attorney General Barr's Department of Justice, Sarah Carter?
You know what? I hope so, but I'm not holding my breath. And I'm very frustrated, as are the American people and the people who have written me. And I'm not going to tell lies. I'm not going to say I have a source that told me this. I'm so sick of that because they have these pretenses. They tell you that something's going to happen. You wait, you wait, you wait. You believe it. You push it out there. And you hear this from the Senate. We've heard it how many times from Lindsey Graham? How many
dozens.
Times from others? Nothing. So I don't want to play this game. I want to see indictments. And if we don't see indictments, then guess what, America? We have a two-tier justice system. And if you or your child ever did what any of them have done, what the FBI has done, erasing phones, deleting emails,
destroying laptops,
obstruction of justice, you would go to jail. They are not.
That's why America loves her, because she tells the truth. She's outspoken. She's candid about the threats of this republic and those who would undermine its founding values. Listen to her podcast, the Sarah Carter Podcast, and follow her on Twitter at Sarah Carter DC. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. And also don't forget to support those who support us, including Mike Lindell at MyPillow, a great patriot, the inventor of the pillow that never gets hot, never loses shape, guaranteed for 10 years. Drop my name at his website and get up to 50% off his product. That's MyPillow.com. Call 800-829-8468. MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com. Promo code GORKA. Back with Lord Conrad Black here on America First on the Salem Radio Network. Don't you dare touch that dial.
Everybody sticks.
We're going to have to blow up the entire system. And you know what we're going to have to do?
No, I don't know.
You know what we're going to what you're going to have to do?
You just got to vote.
Honestly, from what your closing argument is, you're going to have to get rid of the Electoral College. Because the people...
I don't see it.
Because the minority in this country decides who the judges are and they decide who the president is.
You need a constitutional amendment to do that.
And if Joe Biden wins, Democrats can sack the courts... And they can do that amendment and they can get it passed.
Well, you need two-thirds vote in the Congress and three-quarters of the state legislature.
They may be able to do that.
Maybe.
Remarkably, two hosts from CNN, which used to be a reputable media organ, just said that we need to blow the system up, get rid of the Electoral College, and then stack the Supreme Court. Don Lemon... And Fredo Cuomo, incredible, incredible. Now it's out in the open. But that is what has been triggered by the events of the last 4 days in Washington, D.C. And we have none other than Lord Conrad Black to discuss. He is the author of A President Like No Other, Donald J. Trump and the Restoring of America. You can follow him right now at Conrad M. Black. Lord Black, welcome back to America First.
Thanks very much, Sebastian. You invite me to comment on the two dumbest political analysts in the United States.
Indeed, but they are hosts of CNN, which is still shocking to this very day. Let's talk about something perhaps of greater consequence. A man who has demonstrated a level of bile or personal enmity to the president, which is indisputable since he did not become the Secretary of State. But Mitt Romney has just stated that the president has the right to nominate a replacement for Ruth Bader Ginsburg and that he will vote on the floor of the Senate if that nominee is brought to the Senate. He's not promising to support the president, but he says, yes, it could happen and should happen before the election. Your thoughts as a presidential historian, amongst many other things, isn't that a rather significant turn of events?
Yes, it is. And here's a man who voted, the only Republican senator who voted to remove the president from office in the impeachment case on completely spurious grounds,
yes.
In my opinion. And that he has done that. It's not for me, as I don't know. I don't know Governor Romney or Senator Romney at all. But so it's not for me to say what his motives are. But he the fact that he is taking this position speaks well of him as someone who is apparently prepared to put a constitutional principle ahead of his personal animosity. But it, more importantly, I think it virtually assures that the president can get his nominee to a vote quite quickly and in all probability get that person confirmed.
Is there...
I mean, they only need 50 votes to do it, and the people that have been talked about, mainly Judge Barrett and Judge Lagoa, are not people that there's any legitimate objection to. They're clearly qualified, and they've already been confirmed by the Senate for the second highest court, and so I believe it is going to happen.
But we don't expect it to be a polite... I think it was Ruth Bader Ginsburg had a 92 pro vote when she was confirmed, or at least high 90s. It will be a nasty event, perhaps not on the level of Brett Kavanaugh, but you don't expect a polite hearing, do you?
No, not polite. But the Kavanaugh thing was particularly nasty because they got into this business of molestation of women, although it was unsubstantiated and was 34 years before, and none of the people cited as witnesses, in fact, remembered it or even believed that it happened. So, you know, it was a fatuous charge, but it was such an explosive issue. The idea of a man, even as a high school student, imposing himself on a woman to some degree. Obviously, that's not going to happen here since we've got a woman, not me, whoever she is. And so there's none of that male-female thing. But on the other hand, there is a potential for a real flare-up of the abortion issue. But Judge Barrett made it very clear in her previous confirmation hearing to the circuit court in Indiana that that whatever her views were would not alter her interpretation of law as the law. The law is what it is, and she'll interpret that, whatever her religious or other views may be. And she gave a very effective response to that insolent comment, and I thought rather bigoted comment, of Dianne Feinstein,
yes.
Senator Feinstein, about the dogma. I mean, it's not for Senator Feinstein to discuss the doctrine of the Roman Catholic Church or to impute a level of adherence to it that is inappropriate to a candidate for a high judicial position. And Judge Barrett has demonstrated throughout her career her integrity and her talent as a judge. But you could get the whole Roe v. Wade lunatic fringe out dancing around and, you know, trying to reenact the Inquisition. But I don't think that'll be as bad as the nonsense that went on with Kavanaugh. And I assume that Senator Graham, as the chairman of the committee that will deliberate this, will ensure that the room is not infested with paid agitators the way the Kavanaugh hearing room was.
And to those who say that one shouldn't nominate a Supreme Court Associate Justice in an election year, what is your response?
Rubbish, absolute rubbish. The most celebrated jurist in American history, John Marshall, 34 years the Chief Justice, was nominated by President John Adams after Adams had been defeated in the election by both Jefferson and Burr. He ran third. And he nominated Adams, had Adams confirmed, and Adams, even as Chief Justice, continued the last month, to the inauguration day in those days in March, the last month of the Adams presidency, he was also the Secretary of State. So he sat as Secretary of State and as Chief Justice, having been nominated for that post after the president who nominated him had been defeated and ran third in the election. But the whole thing is complete rubbish. The Constitution is what it is and says what it says.
And also the issue of how transparently political that statement is, could that redound to the president's benefit when it is clear they just want their own president to nominate and fill that seat? Could that actually, could the president profit from what we are seeing in the last 48 hours?
Well, I think so. But to really, I mean, in fairness, he can't profit too much on that point, because the principle enunciated by Senator McConnell 4 years ago, pardon me, that Merrick Garland would not be brought to a vote in the last year before an election was completely self-serving. He was able to do it because he was the majority leader.
Yes.
But there was no principle involved other than what you can actually get done politically. He could stop. He did stop it. Well, President Trump and Senator McConnell this time can put this judge in, and they will. So it's just a matter of what you can do, and that's the only principle. What does the Constitution say, and how many votes do you have in the Senate?
Indeed. He is Conrad Black.
But on your question,
but let's save it. We're up against a hard break. We will continue with Lord Conrad Black. Follow him on Twitter right now, Conrad M. Black, historian, columnist, financier, justice reform advocate, and most importantly, author of the newly reissued A President Like No Other, Donald J. Trump, and the Restoring of America. Back with Lord Black after these messages. There is nothing I love more than a nice, juicy American steak. Recently, I met some incredible patriots, and I would like to introduce you to my friends at GoodRanchers.com. Now you can skip the inconsistent meat aisle at the grocery store forevermore. Get the very best American meat delivered constantly right to your door. And yes, I said American. All their meat is raised and harvested right here in the US of A. Good Ranchers partners with American farmers all across our great land to get the best quality meat delivered with free shipping right to your door. Go to GoodRanchers.com to choose your scheduled delivery today. 100% American-born, raised, and harvested beef and chicken delivered consistently to your home. T-bone, ribeyes, fillets, and more. Oh, Porterhouse, that's my favorite. Use promo code GORKA, G-O-R-K-A, to save $20 off your purchase. That's GoodRanchers.com, promo code G-O-R-K-A, to save $20. GoodRanchers.com, promo code GORKA.
Dogma and law are two different things. When you read your speeches, the conclusion one draws is that the dogma lives loudly within you. And that's of concern.
That was Dianne Feinstein saying that Amy Coney Barrett's Catholicism is of concern to her. We are discussing the news of the last 3 days in Washington with none other than Lord Conrad Black, author of the newly updated A President Like No Other, Donald J. Trump and the Restoring of America. Lord Black, you were telling us how the possible ways that the next 41 days in a Senate hearing could redound to the benefit of the incumbent president. Please explain.
Well, I think you've got two aspects. First is, if the Democrats adopt that kind of tone, what Senator Feinstein said, where she used the word dogma, it was clearly a pejorative expression and a tendentious one. If she had said, can you assure us, Judge Barrett, that or Professor Barrett, or whatever his status was at that point, can you assure us that your religious views will not bias you as a judge? I mean, that would be a reasonable question. But to say, to state, not as a question, but as an assertion, that the dogma, as if Dianne Feinstein knows a goddamn thing about the Roman Catholic Church, and as if every precept held officially in that church constitutes something dogmatic, is outrageous. It is insulting to the largest single religious group in the country. It's insulting to 85 million people. And if they get anywhere along on that line, they are going to alienate not only a lot of Judge Barrett's co-religionists, but the overwhelming majority of Americans who don't like religious prejudice. And they may not particularly like the Catholic Church or any church. They may not, even an atheist, can be perfectly offended by that kind of obnoxious statement.
Yeah, indeed.
And the other area where I think things could redound to the president's benefit is that this controversy, I don't think it'll be as terrible as the Kavanaugh one, but it'll be pretty rough, will severely dilute their ability to terrorize the public artificially and excessively on the issue of the coronavirus. I mean, they do still have tens of millions of Americans imagining that something akin to the bubonic plague is apt to lurk in the breath of every one of the 340 million people in the United States, and that if they don't cover their faces and stay indoors like the presidential nominee of a Democratic Party, they're apt to be carried out in a box 3 days later. And, you know, it's nonsense. I mean, I'm not minimizing the coronavirus, but the facts are the chances of any person under the age of 60 suffering serious consequences as a result of exposure to it are infinitesimally small. They're no greater than the chances of them dying in a car crash or something like that.
Right. No, the narrative, the discussion will be different. We only have a few seconds left, but I have to ask you, somebody who's been a media magnate, incredibly successful businessman, but also presidential historian who's written about Donald Trump, Nixon, and FDR. Is this just another crazy election year, Lord Black, or is 2020 different?
I think it's very different. I agree with those on both sides who are saying everything is on the line. The country is coming to a decisive turning point here. The Democrats have adopted a democratic Marxist program. I mean, it is a Marxist-inspired program of state redistribution of income and incursion on what have been recognized as the rights and prerogatives of citizens. And has other implications as well, of extreme accommodation of the concern about environmental factors and so forth, unproved as most of them are. So there's a huge policy distinction to be made here, and in addition, it is now clear, and the surfacing of this controversy since the death of Madam Justice Ginsburg has brought it out very clearly, that the Democrats have it in their mind to prevent anything like a Trump phenomenon again. I mean, there are many of us who believe that the Bushes and McCain and Romney and even Bob Dole were people the Democrats could live with. They had no problem with Eisenhower as president. He didn't try and change the system. No. They did have a problem with Nixon and pushed him out. Reagan didn't really bother the state under him. He was interested in winning the Cold War and getting prosperity back. But Trump is shaking it up, and they are now prepared to pack the Supreme Court, pack the Senate, revoke the Electoral College if they can. I don't think they can, but. And so we are really at a turning point, a watershed.
It's not just another election. Understand why by reading A President Like No Other, Donald J. Trump and the Restoring of America by our regular guest, Lord Conrad Black, Conrad M. Black on Twitter. Thank you, Lord Black. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Your calls next here on the Salem Radio Network, broadcasting from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, 100% drug-free pain relief that is helping tens of thousands of Americans right now. Find out if you could be the next one by ordering the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com or call 800-500-8384. That's 800-500-8384. relieffactor.com. You deserve to find out if you could be the next success story. Don't wait any longer. Do it now. relieffactor.com. relieffactor.com.
Hi, this is President Trump, and Sebastian is really a friend of mine. He's a great guy. He's been with me from the beginning. Listen to him. We all learn.
Thank you kindly. Thank you, Mr. President. What a day. Join Victoria for an hour, Sarah Carter, Conrad Black, and we're going to have one more guest in the final hour. You don't want to miss it. Lee Smith, who's been helping the president drain the swamp with his reporting, has got a new target. Yes, and you'll find out what it is if you stay tuned. Don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel. 13 million views already. Look for America First, my name. Hit the subscription button and then the notifications bell twice, because it doesn't work otherwise, and you'll never miss a thing. Our phone number here is 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. We have to out-organize them. It is that simple. 41 days to go, and I have to ask you, what are you doing to help the president? Everyone listening. Yes, I know there's 3 million listeners and so many others on video, on podcast, just huge numbers. I get it. But every one of you, every single one of you can do something. If you want to find out how, can I give you a free toolbox? Everything you need to know to help the president out-mobilize the left. It's all going to be about mobilization. How many people we get to vote. It's from our great buddies at the Job Creators Network, and they have created a tool that allows you to help yourself and others to help the president. All you have to go to keepamericaamerica.com. Keepamericaamerica.com. You'll get voting deadlines, policy updates, who's on the ballot, wherever you need to know, vote by mail information if necessary, how to register your friends. Do a little, do a lot, but do something. You heard Lord Black. You heard Victoria. You heard Joe. You heard Sarah. This is the most consequential election since 1860. You can help win it. You can help save our nation as envisaged by the founding fathers. That's keepamericaamerica.com. Please do it now. Let's go. Oh my gosh. Where did I? What? I just. The call board. It's full now. I just mentioned the number and you guys go nuts, which is cool. We love hearing. Let's go to Ryan, New York, line 3. Hey, Ryan.
Sebastian, you are an intellectual genius. Let me hit on a few subjects first here. First,
talk about me more. No, carry on, Ryan. Sorry.
Well, you're great, man. The last time I talked to you about it was a year ago. I made you an honorary Bronx boy. I'm originally from the Bronx.
You did? Yes, Where have you been, Ryan?
That's a high honor, man.
You gave me a little nickname. What was that nickname you gave me, Ryan? I remember. Sally Bats.
Sally Bats. That's it. That's it. And you signed the book, Sally Bats.
Where have you been? Have you been hiding under a rock? What have you been doing?
Well, I've been listening. Sometimes it's difficult to call. I love calling in, but it's very difficult. But I'll hit on a few things. First of all, Ginsburg, then Kyle, then the election. First with Ginsburg. First of all, there might be a wild card out there because Senator Manchin from West Virginia, Joe Manchin,
yes,
he voted for Trump's first two nominees, Gorsuch and Kavanaugh. So he might be a wild card. I think he's saying now, don't have it now till after the election, but he's not saying he's going to vote no.
If the
vote comes up, we'll see what he does. He's the wild card to watch, folks. Now, the thing with Kyle Rittenhouse, I'm not going to say anything else. Where identify him. If you don't know who he is, then you...
They know. They know. The listeners know.
I know. The thing is, with the self-defense thing, like, at what point does self-defense kick in? Like, do you get free shots on Kyle? Like, do you get to hit him? You get to beat him up? You get to what? They drop the 101st Airborne Division in there? When does Kyle is allowed to respond to that? And there's another wild card here with the Kyle thing. Now, I'll refer to this guy as the one-armed bandit. Kyle turned him into the one-armed bandit. He's the last guy coming at Kyle with a handgun. But watch. After he gets hit, he's nullified. 4 or 5 feet to him, freeze the frame. There's another kid coming at Kyle.
Yes.
Immediately throws his hands up, surrender. That's the international way of surrendering. Kyle immediately took his rifle away, trained from everybody, dropped it, rolled, and got up and started walking away, surrendering, folks. So that's the wild card, the kid throwing his arm up. He didn't do anything to him. Now, the thing with the election and everything, I still
think... Stop there for a second. I need you to stay on the line afterwards, because I was on the interwebs, and somebody's made a very interesting combat patch with regards to Mr. Rittenhouse. I can't read it out on radio. It's a little bit saucy, but I want to send it to you, and I need your cell phone number or email, because you're going to really appreciate it, Ryan. So don't go anywhere after we finish our call.
You're making my day.
We're going to send, and you got to use it, because it's rather good. But carry on, Ryan.
Well, and also, I don't want to do it right now, but Kyle's very close to being nominated for a Bronx Boy, an honorary Bronx Boy. He's going to get that, too. That's coming up. And the thing with the election, I mean, that was a difficult shot. He got whacked in the head with a skateboard, jump kicked in the head by Bruce Lee, and the kid was able to recover.
Yeah.
He was defending himself, folks, clearly defending himself. And the thing is, well, first, I want to make sure he has a ballistic expert, because the first shooting that took place down the block at the gas station, you know, he was no tough guy. He was talking big, and he was putting on a show for the people around there. He's chasing Kyle. Kyle at no point is ever intending to hurt anybody. But in the end, he has to defend himself. And just remember what I said. At what point does self-defense kick in? You got to be laying on the floor in a puddle of blood.
Come if you're not a Democrat, never, right?
Exactly.
That's the point.
Always remember, also they're not doing this intentionally because they're not smart enough, but they want you to hesitate. You're going to hesitate, and if you hesitate, you don't have
you're
to worry
dead.
About going to jail.
No.
Right, exactly. You're dead. Now,
in
the election, Sebastian...
You got 50 seconds. Tell me about the election, Ryan.
I can deliver the goods in less than that. This election is going to be won in the Midwest, the industrial Midwest. These are hardcore voters. They like when Trump jokes around. He is funny. But they want their jobs back, manufacturing job. They want the illegals out of this country. They want race quotas done away with. They want the merit system back. And then you win them over. When you represent middle America, you will get middle America's votes.
I think it's that simple. We just got to make sure that they don't effectively steal election, because we're going to be out there and the silent majority is bigger than ever, and they are going to make themselves felt. You can feel it now in your bones. And after the nomination hearings for whoever the president chooses, we're going to be even stronger than ever. Stay on the line, Ryan. I want to send you this image you're going to love. You're going to share it. I want to send him whatever book he doesn't have, because he deserves it. I'm going to sign it, Sally Batts. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Mark, Brent, Dan, Ken, don't go anywhere. Broadcasting live from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, pain relief that is 100% drug-free and which actually works. Listen to Reggie from Florida. I have a lot of pain from aging, and after only 4 days of using Relief Factor, I'm already experiencing less pain and stiffness. Can't wait to see how I feel in a couple more weeks. Relief Factor is a blessing sent by God. Wow. Don't you deserve to find out if it could work for you like it works for Reggie, me, and thousands of your fellow Americans? Of course you do. Find out how. By ordering the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com, you can call them 800-500-8384. That's 800-500-8384. Relieffactor.com. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening like I do for those 3 weeks. And I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee that by the end of that time, you will know if it works for you and if you are the new success story. You've waited long enough. You deserve to know. Like the president says, what have you got to lose? Nothing. Just your pain. ReliefFactor.com. ReliefFactor.com.
Portions of America First are brought to you in part by Job Creators Network.
Sebastian, you leave this audience spellbound, and I'm going to pay you the biggest compliment of all. I'm going to make you an honorary Bronx Boy, because you're unbelievable. And if you grew up in the Bronx, your name, they would have called you Sally Batts for sure. I love this show.
What is Sally Batts?
Well, it's like a part of your name, like Sebastian, Sally, S-A, and then Sebastian Batts. The Bronx boys have a different way of speaking. It's a compliment.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
But Ryan, you signed off without giving us an email or a cell phone number. You said you can't because it's related to work. Come on, dude. Do you want to save the Republic or not? Are you a Bronx boy? We need to share with you the intel that we have. We need a fight back. Call us back right now, Ryan, and we'll get your details. Don't be a shrinking violet. Got to share with you this cool meme. You'll love it. We're going straight back to your calls. Let's walk down the line. Let's go to number one, Mark in Brooklyn.
Hello, Dr. Gorka. I've been out of town for over a week. I semi-retired. I was over the road driving. I was out in the eastern part of the Midwest, and it's unbelievable.
Tell me.
Unbelievable.
Tell me.
The Trump, the support for this president. I think a lot of people are going to be shocked at the outcome of this election. It's going to be
in a good way, right? In a good way.
It's going to be Reagan-esque of 1984, Dr. Gorka.
It's up to us.
I'm telling you, it really is. And there's two things that I've gotten. One is this president is a blue collar president.
Yes,
he knows the working man, and Democrats can't stand that. And the other, I was eating in a great mom-and-pop diner out there, and we were sitting down talking, and I threw this around to a couple of people. I said, let me tell you something. I says, the first debate is the 29th. I says, the next two debates is the 15th and the 23rd, I believe. I forgot the last one, Dr. Gorka. But guess what? Sleepy Joe is going to be – all he has to do is get through the first debate. Not too bad. That's what he's got to do.
And
because
then,
guess what's going to happen, Dr. Gorka? He's going to become the on October 14th at about 10, 11, 12 o'clock at night, they're going to say, oh, Joe tested positive for COVID. He can't do the next two debates.
Rona, he's going to be back in the basement, Mark. Okay. Is that what you're telling us?
Oh, he's going to be, no, he won't even be in the basement, Dr. Gorka. Because he's got the COVID. They'll have the mask on. Oxygen. I mean, I saw that clip the other day of him just walking out to that podium to give a speech. I have COPD, and I'm like, I never, even with my COPD and my asthma,
you never looked as bad as he does, and he wants to be president. Thank you for the update from Real America. He's Mark. Don't go anywhere. Brent, Scott, Dan, Ken, I'm going to open the next hour with your calls, because we can do that here. This is America. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network across the nation, pushing back on the liars, the propagandists, and the left. And don't forget, this episode of our podcast is sponsored by our good friends at GoodRanchers.com, American Steaks. Do good. Eat good.